I'm Chase. This is my narrative. Evan goes to school in Grand Valley and loves the game of basketball. He's been playing it ever since he was 4 years old. Evan is now 14 and about 5'6". He plays point guard on his school ball middle school team of the Heat. They're coming off a season with a losing record at 6-7, but everything has changed since Evan got there. Now the Heat were undefeated at 12-0, and this next game was very important. The Heat were going to go up against the Shooters. They were the best team in the Indy Conference, and the local news was very excited about the championship game. It was anticipated all through Grand Valley, and it was finally game day. It was 1 p.m., and the game was so close, Evan was very nervous, but thought only 2 hours away. Evan then heard a knock on his door. He went to open it, and it was his teammate, Broden. "How's my point guard?" he says as he walks in without permission. "What are you doing here, Broden?" Evan says. "Our game is in 2 hours. Have you not been practicing?" "Whoa, chill out, buddy," Broden laughs. "I just came to tell you the sophomore team scouts are coming tonight." "No way," Evan said. "No one ever skips freshman year." "Well, they're coming, and based off your play, you can get called up." "You can get called up," Broden said, hyping Evan up. "But I thought they backed off after I hurt my knee," Evan sadly asked. "Well, obviously not, so play good." "Yeah, good advice, Evan Joe. Now leave my house." Broden left, and immediately Evan started overthinking. What if they don't like what they see? Evan had hyperextended his knee, trying to do a fancy layup in game, and had to sit out for 3 weeks the next season. "I need some rest," Evan tiredly said to no one as he headed upstairs to his sports team room. His room had stickers of his idols like primetime Deion Sanders and Dwayne Wade, who he had a signed basketball from. He laid in his bed and pulled his blue bed sheets with a picture of all 30 NBA teams over himself, and just in a few seconds, his mind drifted into darkness. Suddenly, he woke up at 2:50, he yelled, and jumped out of bed. He grabbed his jersey and his shorts and ran out of his bedroom. He grabbed his Kobe's and zoomed out the door. His dad was waiting for him on the stairs outside the front door. "About time you woke up," he said sarcastically. "Yeah, I know," Evan sighed. "Let's just go." Evan and his dad got in the car and headed to his game. "Dad, it's 2:55. Can you drive faster?" Evan's dad just shook his head, saying nothing. Finally, after what felt like hours, they arrived at Concord, a basketball facility. Evan rushed inside to be met by his teammate. Broden spoke. "Hey, buddy, you know it's like 30 seconds till toe tap off." "Yeah, be quiet," Evan responded. Coach Mike told Evan they were running a 2-3 zone, and he took the court. Broden jumped for the tip and won. "Outlet, outlet." Evan suddenly couldn't move anymore. "My knee," he thought to himself. "I was in such a rush, I forgot it. What am I going to do? The scouts are going to think I'm injury-prone." Evan immediately pulled himself out of the game so he didn't injure himself farther and pulled up his phone and called his dad. "Dad, I forgot my knee brace." "What am I supposed to do about it?" he asked. "Go home and get it," Evan pleaded. "I can't be responsible for your stuff anymore. You are too old." His dad lectured. "Okay," Evan responded, hanging up the phone. Evan watched the game from the bench, feeling like a spectator. As he watched, as the Shooter scored at will, 14-6. And then it was 22-6. And suddenly, they scored 16 consecutive baskets without the half ending, or the Heat even scoring again. It was obvious this team needed Evan, but he couldn't injure himself. Evan looked in the stands for his dad and couldn't spot him. He couldn't even stay the whole game. Evan was starting to get upset. The time in the second quarter was dwindling down, 2:36 remaining. When he spotted his dad with something in his hand. "Here," he dropped the knee brace on Evan's lap and walked back to the stands. Evan couldn't believe it. He immediately got up and ran to the scorer's table. Dead ball. Finally, he got in the game. 1:55 remaining in the first half. Broden inbounded the ball to him and he dribbled up the court. Evan called the play to his teammates. He jumps up to the three-point line, fake pass to his teammate on the wing. The defender fell for it. Evan shot the jumper and bang, he thought to himself. He had not skipped a beat and was playing like he didn't have an injury at all. At the end of the quarter, he already scored 9 points. He was dominating. Evan was hyped for the next quarter. It was the first on the court. Evan didn't falter, picking apart the defending team's zone by racking up 19 points and 4 assists by the middle to fourth. The score was 34-38. Down by 4, he told his teammates. 3 minutes left. "We got this." "Win on me, 1-on-3," he chanted. 1-2-3, win," his teammates yelled as they took the court. The opposing point guard dribbled at the floor. Evan saw a chance, and he took it. One dribble for the ball to steal it. Bang. Evan fell to the hardwood floor, missing the ball as the guard shot the three-pointer and swished it. Evan got up and called for the ball and dribbled up the court. "Chan," he called his teammate, signaling the play. Broden came up and set a pick for Evan on the wing. He made contact and rolled. Evan faked the pass and his winner went flying to the rim. He fell for it again. "Easy," said his head and swished the jumper. Evan got back on defense and watched as the guard shot another three, missing this time. Evan grabbed the board and ran up the court. Evan drove it all the way to the rim, went for a reverse layup over the defender. It bounced off the back rim and in. Lucky shot, the defender snarled at Evan. Evan laughed, and as he looked to the small forward that had the ball, he was about to step behind half court, trying to waste clock. Evan counted 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Tweet, the referee's whistle blew, signaling the 8-second violation. What a dumb play, Evan thought. Now we have a chance. Down by 2, 10 seconds left. Evan took the ball and walked up the court with 5 seconds. He took off running. He ran to the 3-point line, fake spun, planted his foot in the ground, swung his body back around. 3, 2, Evan's defender stumbled and fell. Evan pointed at him as he released his shot. 1, buzz. The clock went off. Evan anticipated the shot's outcome as he fell. He didn't wait long to hear the swish of the net. The crowd went wild cheering and applauding Evan, but he noticed someone walking up to him. Good game, son, he said. It was the varsity coach. Would you like to play varsity as a freshman? Evan could only smile. I'll take that as a yes. See you next year.